بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين. Today we're going to be talking about a great tabi'i whose name is Ata ibn Rabah. Ata ibn Rabah was known to be one of the greatest scholars in Mecca. People would come from all over the Arab Peninsula and surrounding regions to ask him for his opinions about very important matters of the religion. But he wasn't always a scholar. In fact, in his early years, he was a servant. He was a slave because of his scholar skin and because of him being sold into the slave trade. He was a slave and he worked for a woman who would give him very simple tasks. But because of his body build, because of his weakness, because of his frame, he was always knelt down, very weak, very fragile. He was unable to match or do any of the tasks that were basically given to him. So the lady just pretty much gave up on him and she told him, I can't even have you as a slave. You're not doing a good job. You know what? Just go ahead. I give you your freedom. You can go and do whatever you want. So she sets him free. And interestingly, when he was set free, he didn't know what to do. But because he's been through the slave trade for so many years, he decided, you know what? The best thing to do is to seek knowledge. And this is what his master, or the woman who owned him, she told him, go ahead and try to learn something. So he sat for 30 or 40 continuous years, every single night, learning from the greatest of companions. For example, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he sat with them all these years and he became one of the most important scholars, not just in Quran, not just in Hadith, but also in jurisprudence. So mastering the Quran, mastering the traditions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and mastering the sciences of jurisprudence and fiqh. One beautiful story is when the Khalifa himself, Sulaiman ibn Abd al-Malik, came with his delegation, came with all the wuzara, came with all the advisors and the army and the junood. He came with a large delegation to perform hajj, to perform the pilgrimage. And they deferred about a matter in jurisprudence. So they basically asked, who is the greatest scholar here in Mecca that we can bring and have him answer our question? So they told him, go to Ata ibn Rabah. They went to him, and al-Khalifa, he wanted to butt the line. There's a large line. Everybody has a question. So Ata ibn Rabah told him, go back and stay in the line, wait for your turn. Imagine he's telling the Khalifa himself, stay in the line for your turn. So when he got his question answered, and he was really, really admiring the response of Ata ibn Rabah, the way he carried himself, Ata ibn Rabah, to the shock of many, was said about him by the Khalifa. The Khalifa turned to his children and told them, Ya abna'i alaykum bi talab al-ilmi, wallahi ma dhalaltu fi hayati li ahadin illa li Ata ibn Rabah li'ilmihi. He says to his children, my children, seek knowledge and focus on attaining as much knowledge as possible, because even I, the Khalifa, I've never had to humble myself to such a point to anybody except to Ata ibn Rabah because of his knowledge, because of how much knowledge he had. So imagine, because of his knowledge, look where he was a slave, but he came to a point through his knowledge where even the Khalifa was humbling himself, waiting for his turn, and beautifully accepting his answer. The Khalifa himself said about him, nobody should issue and nobody should go to anybody except Ata ibn Rabah for questions, because he indeed is the best when it comes to answering, when it comes to giving those responses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow this month of Ramadan to be a month in which we seek knowledge, and in a month in which we allow ourselves to be elevated through the knowledge that benefits and through the knowledge that we attain. Jazakumullah khair. Enjoy Ramadan and keep learning. Assalamu alaikum.